I regularly come round by the school to walk my dogs. I'm a little girl, and we have cars parked everywhere, double yellow lines, parked on the corners, and it's a disaster waiting to happen. I think one of these days we're going to be scraping a child off the road because of all the ignorant parking, double parking round the school.
How does Langley compare to any other school then? Because this seems to be an issue Sandaichison is saying across the borders.
It is an issue across the borders. I don't know why people can't just walk their kids to school if they're within distance of the school. In the morning when I'm walking my dogs, I have to go on the road to cross, go past cars that are, parked to drop their kids off at the school. So I have to walk on the road with my dogs and my child.
Special case at Langley as well, because they built a new school on top of the old car park. How's that impacted on things?
It's hard because we've got lorries, we've got vans from the demolition of the school, and it's a nightmare just now. And people, I would like to say it gets better, but I don't know. It's seeming like it's been a problem for years, but this is a problem that I don't want to keep happening. My little girl will be going to this school in 4 years' time, and I don't want it to be a problem when I'm taking her to school.
Now, you raised this with the head of Langley Primary School the other night. What would you ideally like to see happen?
I think a drop-off point, a proper drop-off point where people can drop their kids off, like that's in the side, so that they're not anywhere near the harming the children if they're run over, or a car park at least, like a small car park. But it's to try and get it through to the parents. I mean, somebody put on the Langley Community School page about the parking, and that was on the Friday, and on the Monday they were still double parking. So it's just going in one ear and out the other, really.